69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Steefer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Beer at the Bar by Strange Neighbors, and I found Strange Neighbors through the algorithm. And like I said last week, longtime listeners know that I love food songs, food band names, and that extends to beverages and alcoholic beverages. Yeah, especially alcoholic beverages. Why can't I say beverages? Oh my gosh. Okay. Beer at the Bar is off their latest album, People Pleasers Pleasing People. Oh my gosh. Say that. Five times fast. Is it five times or three times? Yeah. So that was from 2025. So let's play a clip from the band. Yay, I got a clip from the band. I love clips and I appreciate them so much. They give me a lot of background information and this one gives you some background information. So we're going to play a clip from the band and then we're going to play a clip of Beer at the Bar by Strange Neighbors.
I started writing Beer at the Bar a few months after the horrific Pulse nightclub shooting in 2016. It came from a fantasy that one day the LGBTQIA+ community will be able to enjoy the simple, happy experience of going out to a bar or a club without worrying about being murdered or running for our lives just for existing and having fun. I started writing the lyrics after having a conversation with my older sibling who, for the first time, expressed to me that he was nervous about going out to queer bars and spaces, fearing for his and his friend's safety. As a queer person myself and someone with generalized anxiety, I worried all the time, and I still do, about my queer loved ones. But hearing that vulnerability from my big, brave brother hit me particularly hard. Between the increase in violence and the inciting rhetoric, largely stemming from Trump emboldening bigotry and hatred, and hearing my friends and my sibling open up about their deepest fears, I was just shattered. And so I wrote. And in typical Strange Neighbors fashion, it turned into an upbeat song about celebration, but not without some lamentation. Lamenting the freedom and ease of simply going out and having a drink with friends while celebrating that we can still be together and still be brave and happy together. and just have fun. I do know and I do believe that this community is made of fighters and survivors and so many of the greatest people the world will ever know. We will always find ways to express ourselves and live our lives truly and honestly and drowning out the unnatural voices of hatred and bigotry. So A Beer at the Bar is a song that is a cheers to us now and to us and others in the future.
All right, so sorry, my bad. That was the song and then the clip. But this is why I love and appreciate clips. I would have never known like the behind the story of how this person started writing this song, like where it came from. Yeah, it's a bit on the serious note, like for this song, when you hear this, like, yeah, I don't think you would have thought that's where the song stemmed from. But I think in the end, it's like a beautiful message. And I'm glad that I got to know that background information, like now, and you guys get to hear this song and you get to hear that background information. So that's why I do this podcast. I love this song. Like, you guys know, I love like a fun song and I loved these lyrics. I loved how fun they were. I loved the imagery of how you, what was the line? I love how you look under neon lights and just like the whole like anthem of like, how many beers are we having? Like one after the other and how many tears are we crying? Zero. We ain't crying any tears. All right. Well, she says none. Yeah. And then how she says, run back to your mother. And then I don't know exactly like the meaning behind that, but I know that the worst guys are just the biggest mama's boys ever. So yeah, I just really loved the song and a lot of lines resonated. I really enjoyed listening to both albums. So there are two albums, right? There is, oh my gosh, this mouthful, people pleasers, pleasing people. I'm just gonna call that like quadruple four or like, oh, PX4, just PX4, okay, for future reference. And another album from 2019, How to Be Human. I'll be honest, when I did a quick listen through, I was like, I'm not sure if I'm gonna like this. I really like this song, but I'm not sure if I'm gonna like all of these songs. But I dug it, dude. I dug them all. I listened to the two albums. I did not get through all of the singles and the EPs, but I was driving to it. I was cleaning the casa to it. I was cooking, you guys. So I really enjoyed it. And Strange Neighbors are blessed, you guys, by the music gods. They have over 1,000 listens on their top 10 songs. Beer at the Bar does have the least. That's why I was one of the reasons why I went with it. But also, like, I loved this song. But I highly recommend that you guys check this band out. I really dug them. I really dug the lyrics. Like, I was really, like, smiling and diving deep into the lyrics. Like, Crush, the opening song off this album, had too many listens that I didn't want to bring a song with that many listens to this podcast, but I really enjoyed it. And I hope you will check out Beer at the Bar. I hope you will check out People Pleasing, People Pleasers. Was it? Oh my God. People Pleasers Pleasing People. Okay. And everything they have to offer, just check out Strange Neighbors. You can follow them, Strange Neighbors Music on Instagram. You can follow me at DeeFurMusic, DeeFur Music on Instagram. Beer at the Bar will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. Just a few updates. I did not play the two comedy shows this past week in Pomona and Whittier. Something came up, but I do plan on playing Angry Horse on the 2nd, April 2nd. I might play in Glendale on the 9th. I haven't confirmed that yet, but I think I'll be okay. You guys, it's a little bit of sad around the house, you guys. I'll make that announcement next week. And I am also playing the Women's Festival. I know I got cut and now they brought me back on with the reschedule, but I am playing the Women's Festival, the rescheduled Women's Festival at Fullerton Museum Center, April 18th. So I look forward to playing that spot because I love playing Fullerton Museum Center. I had a lot of fun when I hosted the open mic. It was really small, but Jamie Hendrix killed it and Sophia stepped in and did some poetry for Josie, last minute change up, but it was a really fun time. Anyways, I want to thank you guys for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small band or artist with me. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.